Echo Box.
All right, well, welcome to the Destructo Boxcast, episode 3. This is Phil. My voice is back. On the Boxcast, as always, we have Joey.
You guys have bonded right before this Boxcast. I'm so ready.
And our animator, Brian.
Hey, I'm Brian, and we started, so let's go.
Yeah, you know what? We never let... Brian's voice has never been recorded for the means of Destructo Box. At least I don't think it has.
I don't think it has yet.
Nope. This is the first time anyone's hearing me, so let me apologize to everyone right now for my voice. I was born with it. Can't really do much about it. I can go higher with it, but then I just sound like a Muppet.
No characters for you. I think Joey did a drawing or something of you, but...
Yeah, I mean, I thought Brian needed at least a version of himself, so... Maybe one of these days we'll get Brian in an actual episode.
Maybe.
I do exist in the universe.
Brian's too busy actually making the shorts to act in the shorts.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Why are you here, Brian? You should be making our episode.
Yeah, who gave you the night off?
Joey did when he texted me and said, hey, you want to do this? And went, oh, well, I guess I won't animate tonight. That's fine, whatever.
No, I think it was understood that you were supposed to be animating well on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, he told me not to bring the laptop, and I can always just draw everything for while I'm sitting here, and I'll just
We really didn't think this through, Phil.
I thought the show was hand drawn.
Is that how it works, Brian? I don't know.
Yeah, but I use mostly Crayola, and Sharpies.
Ah, okay. See, this is inside for me because on the post side, like I hand off audio. And then I get it back as video, and then I just edit that. So I don't know what happens once it leaves.
See, the tricky thing is how I get into the computer, because I don't actually use a digital camera. I have one of those old-timey cameras, like from Back to the Future 3, where they're standing in front of the clock and they take that picture. I use one of those,
like,
and then
flash
after
powder.
That, then I scan it in. So it's really a three-step process on top of the animating.
Animation 101 with Brian Carney.
That's how we do it.
You've actually gone to animation school, so you would know.
That's how I do it at Disney.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about your animation school, about all the actual pedigree our show has now that you work on it.
Oh, yeah, the officialness. Well, do you want the entire post-high school career?
Well, you know, you can start, you know, back in, like, eight years old, where, like, you first felt that tinge.
In my wiener.
In your wiener, that you wanted to make something as grand as Destructo Box, and it's like, I'm gonna spend all this money to go to college and then all this money to go to animation school to move some rectangles around in After Effects. Just you know, give us the insight.
Okay. I think that's probably about the right age for when I first aspired to moving rectangles around, was 8. And then again at about like 13. But that's
But different. You did the online, it's Animation Mentor? Was
yes,
that
yes. I took courses at Animation Mentor started in 2008, and then finished up the spring of 2010.
So it's like you went right from college to Animation Mentor.
Well, there's a little bit, there's like about 5 minute gap, 5 minute, 5 month gap.
That's a quick decision.
I'm done with college. Just get
I'm
on
done. I caught my breath. That's all I needed. No, I finished up at Purdue, 2007, got a job, started working that, decided I didn't like it after about a month. And
the,
I needed
the job
to go back
your,
to
your 4 years of college got you just wasn't cutting it.
Basically, it's kind of what I felt.
But you're so, certainly in the minority with that.
Right. I don't think anybody else has had that problem as far as I'm concerned. But Yeah, after that I went to did the animation mentor program. Great program, taught by mentors who work in the industry, like at Pixar and DreamWorks and everything. If there are any aspiring animators listening out there, I recommend it.
Do you get money when they say Brian Carney recommended me to do this? Do you get like a $10 check?
Yeah,
in the mail?
I should. I should. I don't think I actually do or not. That would be great.
Despite my constant letters, they still have not sent me any money.
I try. I have phone calls, letters. I tweet at them constantly.
So it's mostly a 3D program, right?
Yeah, it's entirely 3D. So it was a real easy transition to go into DestructoBox. yeah, entirely 3D.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means.
That we're all 3D.
We're grossly underutilizing Brian's actual skill for this show, but you know, he can do it in a day, right? You can just do an entire episode.
I mean, so. I don't really think about it, honestly. Not a lot of thought goes into it. I just kind of put the things on the screen and just go to rotate and just kind of work with it from there.
But then you got to keep up the email chain saying, "Oh, I don't know. That's going to take like 3 days, man. I'll get back to you. I'll let you know how long."
There's a lot of drinking that goes on in between and a lot of me not doing anything. I mean, I have to, whatever TV show I'm watching during that time period, I got to make sure I get like 3 episodes in a day. So that's priority.
Netflix is pretty good at letting me know what I'm supposed to watch next.
Yeah, they're really good at it. You have no idea.
It's almost like I pre-programmed a list of 50 things that I wanted to see, and then somehow it just knows what that list is and sends me the next one.
Oh, absolutely. There's never a time where I don't have something else that's better to do.
You're actually in a position where you have to pay a little bit of attention. I mean, just like in all seriousness, when you're animating and you're going with like character movements and stuff, you have to be kind of in it. Because like Joey just has like Netflix running while he's drawing things, and he's got podcasts playing, and he's consuming 5 different kinds of media. But I'd imagine on my side, when I'm doing audio and I'm actually cutting the show, it's not like I can be consuming some other kind of media.
That's just me getting in my zone. I enter the zone about 12:45 and realize suddenly it's 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what the zone does. But then the shorts get done, so I mean it can't all be bad.
No,
just black out and make cartoons.
I black out and there's suddenly weird penis things drawn on my screen, and I realize I spent 4 hours drawing a giant dildo, and that's not an exaggeration.
And that's Joey's personal project.
That's gonna go on his reel.
It's my new Toy Story thing. It's all dildo show. I think it's gonna be really good. You guys will see.
I'm excited for it. I can't wait for the story and the character arcs in those ones. There'll be other arcs.
All the character arcs are really.
It's a
depressing.
Lot of up and down, in and out.
A lot of shaking, more shaking.
Sometimes even more shaking.
I gotta stop giving away the secrets to my dildo show.
Okay. Well, so after after you graduated or finished the animation mentor program, was it pretty quick when you started helping us out? I feel like it was, but I don't know.
It was exactly. Pretty much instantly. The story with that one is great because Joey first, like we had been talking about it beforehand, before I finished school.
We talk about animation. I think when we met in college through mutual friends and stuff, every time you were at, you know, visiting IU from Purdue, we'd talk about the show or cartoons or whatever, but we never actually talked about working together until several years after that.
Right. So. It was during the time. The first couple times we got together, I remember talking about Photoshop and in depth, where the point where we would go in our own little world talking about the features, and everyone else would kind of look at us weird.
Yeah, they
and
were looking
leave
at
us alone the rest of the time. They were super
jealous.
Super
jealous that they super couldn't jealous. Join our conversation because it was just miles above them.
Exactly.
Well, to be honest,
no
you were right up in each other's faces, kind of whispering about, you know. Just
is that what we were doing?
A breath's distance away.
There was a lot of tongue.
When I at parties and stuff, I get really excited about subjects and talk with my tongue. It's not my fault. Okay. It's just how I'm built, and Brian understands. And
I'm just receptive, and I like to make people feel good about themselves.
Well, then you started helping us out. You were still in Indiana, so we had 3-city deal going on.
Right. It was
or 4 with Alex, I guess, but
right. And when that started, it was I was talking to Joey and we were trying to discuss like the details when I was going to start and everything, and if I remember correctly, I was talking to him while I was at work in Indy over Messenger, and then I was like, "Oh, hang on, we're going to have a meeting. I'll be back in about 10 minutes." And then I came back from that meeting and I was happy to inform Joey that I was going to have way more time to work on DestructoBox because the company I work for went under. So that...
I remember that. Oh shit. Hey Brian, so you're gonna be able to like start tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, basically. So that's how that all really got started up. And then ended up with where I'm at now, which is in LA. So that was like the catalyst, we'll say.
You were a full time DestructoBox for a couple months there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And it wasn't paying at all.
still not really paying, but
no
the creative satisfaction,
exposure,
resume builder, reel builder,
there you go. Well, creative resume builder,
creative fulfillment, Brian.
Yeah, I'm getting tons of fulfillment, but fulfillment does not pay that rent.
You just can't write like, you know, journal entries and then photocopy them and give them to your landlord as like deep insights into your personal fulfillment.
As much of as I've tried, and I've also tried to pay in graphics and logos, so they just not really receptive to that. They just
Brian, how many logos do we need for the goddamn apartment building? It's only 4 units.
Guys, I had a creative breakthrough last night. I came up with 30 more logos. You're gonna love all of them. We could put one on each apartment door.
This is not how branding works, and just confuse everyone.
They're personal logos. Everyone gets their own brand. I tried that argument. It just doesn't work. So eventually I had to try and go back out in the real world and get a real job.
Well,
that was a sad day for DestructoBox.
Yeah. And actually, you're working at Technicolor, right?
Right.
Oh, so I guess I was kind of shooting us in the foot when I sent you that job.
Yeah, that's pretty much entirely your fault. While I can't work on it full time anymore. Thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks for helping me get a job.
I know. You should probably just have ignored it.
I really should have. In retrospect,
you can live off of ramen, right?
Just the internal email chain between Phil and I after Brian got the job. I was like, Phil, son of a bitch, what are you doing? It's like we have 5 shorts on the dock. What the hell are we gonna do now? Well, I guess Brian can eat, so maybe it'll work out.
Yeah, Brian's of no use to us if he's dead. But I don't know. Well, I know that Joey's definitely glad that you're on board, and I am as well. But Joey has more time to like do other things that
like drink,
Joey
and play video games. And,
yeah, and he's constantly berating me too. Yeah. So I do know at least someone's looking at it.
Yeah,
it's to build your character. It's like, you know, it's like email.
Listen,
email...
I was unemployed for 9 months. I think I have enough character building right
now.
No,
it's the email version of backhands. I'm just strengthening your will.
You are Joey's hoe, and he is the pimp. And he is keeping you in line.
The next podcast, Brian quit DestructoBox, and Joey's doing it all again. So,
yeah, that's...
so who's the winner now?
We're back to doing one episode every 3 months.
Such a good workflow.
It was impressive. I mean, you guys put out some of your finest stuff, like that one episode.
So you're trying to tell us there are no good original episodes, and that's it.
Well, I mean, you can insinuate that if you want, but I think it's just wiser if we just let that one slide.
when Brian came on, we were just getting into the pea soup episode, and it was I think that was the first episode we got into the kitchen, and I remember thinking, you know, it's like it's nice that I only have to focus on the art side. And, you know, like the composition side of everything, we can start doing episodes with new sets and new pieces of artwork. And it's not going to be like I'm stuck on a short for a month. And, you know, like Brian can be working on temp artwork and temp animation with, you know, just like, oh, this object is just a rectangle. And then he can animate that and give it back to me and I'll have all the final art ready. So literally having two people has like quadrupled how fast a short can get done because it's not just one piece at a time. We are both putting in 2 weeks simultaneously, and it's just, yeah. If we ever go back to the the all Joey Post version of the show, we'll probably get four done a year. Especially trying to keep up with how the show looks now.
Well, we're beefing up in the animation department. We got Isaac helping us out, and I'm looking for lip sync interns every day.
Wink, wink, anybody?
If anybody knows Flash and is trustworthy and lives in Los Angeles or Chicago, preferably but not necessarily, we will buy you the plugin we use so that I can actually focus on cutting the audio and cutting the show, and you can be president of Lip Sync Division at Explosa Magico, LLC.
But it's not a paid position.
No. Paid.
Are there many paid positions? I haven't.
There will be eventually.
I didn't realize this was going to be a recruitment podcast.
We want anybody who is willing to work for free to email us. Yeah.
Boxcast@destructobox.com. Totally can do legitimate intern things too because we're incorporated. So,
is that the only rule?
To my knowledge, if they take college credit, for example, like when I was an intern in college, all I had to do was write like a 1-page paper about my internship experience and then have the person in charge of me fill out a form. And I will fill out any form if it means that we have free labor.
Please put anything with typed font in front of me, and I will just sign whatever it says.
I will sign Joey's name so fast.
That guy agrees to everything. Wow.
All right, guys. Well, how about we move along into some DestructoBox news?
News!
All right. Well, in recent news, we have had sort of a like an iMac mass suicide in the DestructoBox verse, and I don't know. I mean, like they're admittedly a little bit outdated, but I've been saving up for a new machine while simultaneously allocating money towards other things in my personal life. So buying a new computer on
drugs,
no notice,
hookers.
You can't buy a computer with drugs. I did try.
I'm saying that's what the allocated money was for.
You should try using Logos, Phil.
And I didn't
nice
go
callback.
To the Apple store with my big portfolio of Logos. You guys should really reconsider this whole bitten into Apple thing. You know,
I can throw a reflection on all sorts of things, Apple. You should just take this as payment. I can do whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like who?
It's white and there's a reflection.
Who wants, who wants an apple that's been half bitten into?
It's pretty gross.
That's disgusting. And plus, it gets
apparently
all brown
everyone,
right away.
Millions want that.
It gets brown right away, and then it's just, So my computer has graphics card issues, and in the all-in-ones like the iMac, the graphics card is soldered to the logic board. And that's just a big pain in the ass, and it costs, you know, half the price of a new computer to fix it. Alex's computer hard drive failed, which he's got all his stuff backed up, so that's good. But still, as far as getting new musics from him, slowing us down. And then Joey's iMac, I think it's just a big paperweight at this point.
Yeah, mine's been stuck on the same screen for, I think, 2 weeks. The beach ball thing started, and then the beach ball stopped spinning, and then has stayed like that.
Joey, I don't think I've ever seen your iMac turned on. Actually, I'm kind of... This is the first time I've ever seen your computers turned on. I really didn't know you used them.
Yeah, no, until I got the Cintiq, I used to use the two in conjunction all the time. Like, I'd have Photoshop on one and Flash up on the other and just kind of bounce back and forth, which... sounds super like not productive, but it actually worked out pretty well. And then when I got the Cintiq, I set up my old PC monitor as a dual monitor and then set the Mac off to the side, and then I think it got upset and died on me. So yeah.
But so mine is currently back and functional. I just had to do a reformat. It's still not in the best shape, but at least it's not crashing on me every 15 minutes.
You're editing episodes again, which is
Awesome.
Super important.
Yeah, that's really been sort of a roadblock.
So hopefully in the next, if this can last me 2 more months, then I'll be in a better position to buy a new machine and maybe get something a little more beastly.
And then we'll be making an episode every 2 days.
Yep.
Yeah, wait.
Brian is going to animate in 3 hours, and Phil's going to cut an entire episode in 10 minutes, and I will have 3 weeks to do my artwork.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought the animation was bad before, you ain't seen nothing.
Also, in news, we have an IMDb profile.
We're
official.
We're legit-ish.
Legit-ish. That took some finagling to get on there.
Tell us about your finagling.
It was like 2 hours at 3 a.m. I suddenly decided we needed to have an IMDb page.
That zone time.
I was in the zone. I don't remember when I started looking into it, but that website is still stuck like 10 years ago. And the way you have to submit everything, I don't know, it takes 2 weeks for them to verify it, which they verified the show was real, which took 2 weeks, and then people started to show up as actors, and then I think Phil and myself are billed like maybe 8th in the cast, and our friend Nick, who does the voice of the character the goat, thanks for spoiling that IMDb, is now top billing. So I guess we need to adjust our show to be about the wacky adventures of goat.
Well, people at this point don't know if that's just the name of somebody or an actual goat. So that mystery can remain.
That's true, I suppose.
Maybe we're just making an episode about a goat. Just hanging out, being a goat. It's like a
doing goat things. Yeah.
And then
chewing on shirts.
Yeah, eating cans. He's got a goatee.
It's a really good episode. I'm pretty excited about it.
The best, I think, you know, what's the web equivalent of an Emmy? The Webby or whatever?
Yeah.
The Streamy?
Streamies.
We will never get one of those, probably.
The Destructo Boxies. We'll just make our own.
The Boxies.
That was not how I thought that story was going to end, Phil.
The Boxies. All right. We're just gonna be really like self-congratulatory and hand
just
out.
Just give ourselves Boxies for every episode.
We clean sweep every ceremony.
Yeah. Whoever's hosting ends up winning everything. I don't know. It's exciting to be on. It's nice to have like a project that you actually care about. Show up
on your IMDb page.
Yeah, as opposed
to
like,
I care about all the things I've worked on, all of them.
I like, though, it's just like Phil McLaughlin or Philip J. McLaughlin, also known as Phil McLaughlin, known for Speed Racer, Due Date, like these huge blockbuster movies. Yeah, that's what I'm known for.
Oh, I've heard of that, Phil. Yeah, hey. He worked on those movies.
He was that technical support guy on that Speed Racer movie that the Wachowskis
you're that
made.
Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had no idea. I didn't realize I was working with that, Phil.
You organized those digital assets like, whoa.
Oh, man.
It's sort of in other
Destructive Box news, we're bringing like, whoa, like way back.
Oh, yeah.
Like about time.
Where did it go?
I tried to have a like woe pun right there, but I got nothing.
Goodbye, like woe. You lasted a whole.
It's been great having you back for 10 minutes.
If that. 30 seconds was enough.
Like woe was an asshole. I'm glad he's gone.
You got any more news topics, Joey?
We mentioned Isaac earlier in the episode. He has
promo. We mentioned him last week.
Him last episode as well.
Guys, can we take a time out here? Let's take a moment here to mention me again. I just want to make sure that comes across.
So,
Brian.
Because Brian couldn't keep up. Isaac is now helping us.
Listen. I think we need to make this podcast more about me.
More Brian-centric.
I think we're losing the theme.
Have you read the Isaac episode yet?
No, because it doesn't exist in my mind.
We wrote a whole character for him, and he's going to be like every episode.
Not only animating,
like he's a third roommate.
So he gets his own character in the first episode, and he gets to animate it. Wow, great. Well, bye, everyone.
Just calling him Sack with two A's. So Sack.
I actually kind of like that.
You could make a really great ball joke out of it. Guys,
that's
sack,
too
ball,
obvious.
Sack, ball sack, ball sack.
So anyway, Isaac is going to work on the a new re-recorded, remastered version of the Two Chicks Same Time classic, I guess you would call
the
it.
Redux, yeah, Redux.
Anyway. We did a remaster of it because Two Chicks was actually made before the original Box Lunch, which predates Joey and Phil as characters. So Phil and I actually did the voices for the two main guys in the Two Chicks episode, and then went on to use our real voices as these main characters. So we got our friends John, who he did the voice of Patches in Lint Trap, and our other friend Joe. They're going to re-record the entire episode, and Isaac's going to sort of rework it. We're going to tie it in closer with the Bum Nuts episode and put that up. I think it's going to be really cool to see that sort of updated, especially since the original, I don't think the characters move at all.
And like, then,
in the entire episode, they just sit at the bar, and it cuts back and
forth.
Oh,
the good old days.
God, we got episodes done so fast.
And in all seriousness, I do want to thank Isaac for joining the crew and, you know, suffering through it with me.
And go to hell.
And Isaac. Also, you're a bastard. I'm going to find you in Chicago. Yeah, I know you live in Chicago. Yeah, that's not all.
You should stop by our office sometime.
Maybe I will.
You're welcome.
I'm going to.
Brian only talks in whispers when he gets super upset.
It sounds pretty really devious.
So yeah, I think that's gonna be a good one. I don't really know time frame for that yet. I'm recording John on Saturday, so we're recording this on a Thursday, and then you know, the regular animation channels of the audio edit and the lip sync and all that stuff, so it'll probably come to Mondo in a couple weeks, I'd like to think.
Yeah, well, we only release every other week, so it could be
every
month
other,
or so a
couple months.
Yeah. Right. It'll, you know, October.
Yeah. Well, then Zombie can finally come out. I'm looking forward to October.
Yeah, looking, Zombie's gonna return with a vengeance.
So I like to call it Rocktober.
So we can get all those as if the comparisons to Minecraft weren't steady enough. We actually have a zombie in one of our episodes.
Can we just say, for the record, and the, you know, roughly 150 people that we're estimating have downloaded this podcast and are
averaging.
And
the ones that probably already know.
We predate Minecraft. I have nothing against Minecraft, and it's probably better for our show that Minecraft exists. But we predate Minecraft by a couple years.
By maybe 3 years.
So it's funny because, you know, it's just all we hear about is about Minecraft. And I don't have any issue with Minecraft.
Did you know our show looks like Minecraft?
What is Minecraft?
I think that the
I don't.
It should properly be said as Minecraft looks like DestructoBox.
It should. If everybody could start spreading that around, that would be great.
Minecraft is totally ripping off this show.
Is Minecraft like Minesweeper?
Have you not played Minecraft?
It's exactly like Minesweeper.
Okay. All right. Then I love it. Then bring it on.
We definitely predate Minesweeper.
I don't think we do.
Oh.
Oh man, Minesweeper's a great game. Hey, you guys remember that time in Minesweeper when you clicked on it and it turned out to be a bomb?
Oh,
what's up
shit.
With that? It's always a bomb.
Twist.
And that's been news.
News. News.
News. Man, we're getting some decent news in there, I feel like.
That was a whole lot of news.
Well, there's a lot happening, you know, and then hopefully more coming up,
Brian,
with like
more Brian.
but you know, we have this website that we just can't. It's like a shit that just won't drop.
That is a solid like 4 days of straight design work that's just sitting on my computer.
You know, some other stuff. We want to do shirts and all that kind of business, but also have it super kind of collaborative and interactive with like fans and stuff. So That's all in the works, and it'll actually be nice because we're due to certain situations. Poop,
nice.
Poop, shit, fart, doo doo,
diarrhea buckets.
Diarrhea
hey guys,
buckets. About?
Hey guys, poop.
We're gonna be. Those are going to be kind of focuses for July. We're really banking on up some production right now for some shorts, and then hopefully, you know, July we can hammer out the site and we can get a couple of things off the ground so that we can hit August with, you know, with a lot more rounded out show and community and stuff. So
I would love to get that website up there. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys remember the sort of big Facebook announcement we made before we went to Mondo. We were talking about going to Mondo and we're going to start this podcast and we're going to start, you know, we're going to have the vlog going and this website, which we had started and well underway. And then as most website things tend to, the dude bailed. So,
she's probably listening because he's such a big fan.
He was such a big fan that he unfriended us immediately after bailing.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do a noise.
What? That was a nice subtle reference to our buddy.
Anyway.
Like, whoa.
Since anyway, we're getting so negative, guys.
Oh,
do you feel that segue hit you in the face?
That was hot. That was right in the face.
Segue all over my face.
Let's go with everybody's.
It's sticky.
I'm assuming favorite section of the podcast. It's actually one of my least favorites because it requires the most work from me. negative comment theater.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
I'm tired of it. The only show that is worth my time would be Dick Figures. I've been a sub for Happy Tree Friends for a long time. Not all this other shit. I don't mind Dick Figures, but damn, get some more Flippy up in this bitch. Some more Cuddles, Lumpy, Mime, Disco Bear, Petunia, Giggles, and all the other lovable Happy Tree Friends members. From the beginning, we subbed for Happy Tree Friends. Now there's too much random shit. More Happy Tree Friends, more Happy Tree Friends, more Happy Tree Friends.
First one that made me laugh, unlike the rest.
XD. OMG. That was pretty funny. Usually, these aren't that good.
DestructoBox equals worst skit ever. Bring back good shows like Batman and Spider-Man, or more episodes of Dick Figures. Not this crap.
You're one of the last people on the hate train. You might as well get off before you just get flagged as spam or having a different opinion. Arrow, arrow, period.
And you're a fucking retard, sideways smiley face.
My favorite is when this show gets canceled and Happy Tree Friends returns. Anyone else like that one? Hopefully coming soon!
Ugh, Dick Figures, Dr. Tran, Happy Tree Friends, plus a little Spike and Mike on the side. Other than that, everything else can fuck off. Yes, this means you, Destructo Shit.
I wish it was more DestructoBox on Mondo.
That show sucks. This is fucking gay.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
All right, that was everybody's favorite segment, right?
Nobody likes that segment.
No. we love just having to look at all these terrible things said about ourselves. But luckily, they're getting harder to find. So, I mean, it's... Maybe we can retire this segment in a couple episodes.
It's a good thing people can't comment about the podcast because then we really feel upset about ourselves.
All right, well,
I thrive on the pain.
I do too. I go to my place of pain to write.
The pain crushes me.
And create art.
Have you ever heard the term? Hate jerk.
Turd the Herm.
Hate jerk.
Just fucking.
It's when you hate somebody so much you turn into a jerk.
Oh, that's not what I thought.
What were you thinking, Joey? Isn't that obvious? That's what that was.
We clearly have different definitions of the term hate jerk.
What? Oh no, you're thinking.
This fucking. This is your fault. This
Joey.
Is your fault. Don't look at me like that. Just fucking.
Whatever you think hate jerk means, write into Boxcast at DestructoBox.com with your definition of hate jerk.
CC.
I'm pretty sure it involves a dick.
It's probably the title of this episode.
Hate jerk?
Hate jerk.
That's a good
one. I like that. All right. Well, like last episode.
That actually fits pretty well. I've been pretty angry for a good portion of everything that I've said, so.
Well,
you guys got a new animator? Fuck him!
Like episode 2, I am going to bring back the comment of the week segment. I actually had two. I couldn't decide. So let's cue our awesome music for this. All right, first comment of the week. My balls are funnier than these guys. Literally, it does stand up. Giggity. Unnecessary boner joke. And that was by Madarucheha62.
We've got one more. So here we go. The title should be Disturbing Box. They are episodes are disturbing. Dark Blue Mars, 2 weeks ago.
I love that you enunciate all the stuff in the comments.
It's easier. It's harder for me to my brain doesn't work fast enough to translate it.
Like, I wonder how many people actually like the TLDR, the Toll Doctor. Every time that makes me laugh. Toll Doctor.
Just you.
Just me. And no one else? No. All right.
I don't know what that is. Is that all right? Thing?
And those were our comments of the week, reoccurring half-produced segment. Thank you guys for typing in caps. We really appreciate the random tangents.
You
and...
should comment on our things so that you can be comment of the week.
Or you should say bad stuff about the show so you can be a negative comment theater.
You almost said
or you
a
should say
word.
Bad things about other shows on our show so that way we feel better.
I like that one best.
Just
that
you hate tell Brian equally. How much you like him. And
I
what
think
he
that's
means
the most important
you.
Thing. Let's bring that back around.
The show needs more Brian still.
Oh, by the way, where is the where is your soundboard, Joey? Aww. Because I was really expecting that to make another.
The soundboard will not be back ever. I had to listen to that episode while I cut it, and by the end of it, I was pretty much done with the soundboard for the rest of my life, and deleted it from my iPad.
You endeared yourself to me forever with that soundboard. I'm super disappointed it's not here right now.
All right. Well, I mean, it was free. Maybe I'll get it back and load it with custom Brian sounds.
Just me saying my name. Me saying angry things, maybe that would help.
Why don't okay? After we're done recording the podcast, I'll go to bed because I have to work and it's late. but Brian, you just hang out at Joey's and read every word in the dictionary into the mic, and Joey will record it, and then he'll isolate them all and he'll write a script so that people can make you say things.
This sounds like something I will never do.
Guys, it sounds like a great idea, because then at any point in time, you could just bring me up saying something. Like, if you don't even want to do the podcast, you can just assemble a sentence with words that I have said.
Yeah, who needs voice actors when you just have them read dictionaries into a microphone?
When you have them read every single word in the English language.
Spoken
sure.
by Brian, the animator.
All right. Well, I want to do some commentary.
Should we play the commentary jingle?
Yeah, well... Yeah, maybe now we will. I was just kind of letting it settle for effect, but
let's go ahead
and cue up the jingle, Phil.
Talking about episode commentary.
I'm talking to myself in the future.
Future Phil.
God damn it, Phil. What is wrong with you? You're looking good, though. That diet's really working.
Phil, this is past Phil. I just wanted to tell you to keep it up, buddy. You're doing great.
Phil, this is Brian, because Brian doesn't do impressions. Brian just does Brian.
Babies
love ribs.
I do an impression of Joey. I have to try to channel it, though.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Me and Joey. I kind of sound like, you know, if Kermit and the Swedish Chef made love and then raised the child for, you know, maybe 14 years, so I went through puberty for the most part. And then I, you know, started a cartoon series on the internet. And now, that's pretty much it. I'm Joey.
Fuck you for making that so accurate.
I was confused. I really thought Joey was talking to me. He's sitting right in front of me.
The disembodied voice. I'm sure Joey's impression of me is just as flattering.
I have a Phil impression. I haven't rehearsed the stuff to say with it quite yet.
Hey, Joey is probably like the coolest guy I know. Right, everybody? Also, pun joke, right? I'm gonna let this slowly die out. Pun joke.
I would do that.
That is exactly something I would do.
So what are we commentating on today?
We are gonna comment on a lovely, lovely episode. So why don't you audience folks go to your internet browser, load up Mondo Media's channel with all our stuff, and open up Box Lunch.
Joey, your cat is attacking Brian's coat. Brian's coat that's sitting next to Brian.
Well, he's just excited for this commentary we are about to perform.
He's going to eat all of Brian's.
I hope people are finding these informative, because we dish out a lot of details.
There are... After listening to the second episode... We really are good at talking about what we like about the episode.
Yeah.
I think so. I learn a lot every time I listen to whole new facets of the show I didn't even know existed. And I've read the script, and the scripts aren't good, but the commentary is way better.
I'm surprised the shorts that get made based on the stuff we turn in.
I typically ignore everything that's in the script when I look at the animation. So I feel like that helps with that's my artistic contribution to the show. As I look at it and I go, that's not going to work ever.
I feel like it makes for great, great email chains of Brian, just read the fucking script.
and then me responding, oh, that's right there. Yeah. F.
And then Phil, when he asks me where a piece of art is and points to the action description, turns out we don't look at the scripts once they're done.
Yeah, that seldom happens. Well, hey, you know, it'd be great if this thing happened like we wrote it.
Maybe we should put that in there.
That'd be nice. And with that, let the advertisement play out on your DestructoBox box lunch. This one's one of those fancy ones that's part of the series page.
I think that's a recent addition.
DestructoBox is highlighted, so means you can go and go watch it somewhere else. Again, after we're done. So we'll do the commentary and you'll watch along with us, and then you can go rewatch it knowing all of your new knowledge. There's a sound effect that we play. I have to re-find it every single time that we do this.
still haven't saved that one separate.
I know.
So as soon as you hear our magic sound effect, click play and get ready for insights.
Love that Mondo tag.
Sexy.
We like fly into his teeth every time we start an episode. Oh, this is the new edition.
Thbarticus. This is a fancy one.
Go to our YouTube channel if you want to watch this entirety of the Thbarticus saga.
That was actually funny. Oh my. Your cat just attacked my balls.
MSG food. We posted the entire uncut improvised audio from Chad, who was on last week, and our friend Aaron.
This was the first Joey and Phil short ever, right?
ever. Yeah, that's this. Well, actually, this version was a remake. The original was a Joey and Phil episode before the characters of Joey and Phil existed. And
I think Joey's name was Henry.
He was, because I felt bad for my wife because of the contents of this episode. So
yeah, your wife has that grilled cheese vagina.
Yeah.
And as this goes on, I'm constantly reminded every time I watch this of the discussions that Joey and I had about how exactly to get the boner at the end of it to actually animate. So I'm feeling pretty proud of how it actually turned out. As you'll see as it goes along, but there was an email chain that went on for a long time.
This is the only instance of live action video that we have in anything, isn't it?
So far, yeah. Those are my hands. Phil shot me. That grilled cheese sandwich was actually really good.
Just Velveeta.
That all Velveeta. It was delicious.
Another thing is that every time I see that, all I want to do is actually eat the grilled cheese sandwich.
That's the
watching
opposite.
This episode actually really makes you want a grilled cheese sandwich.
The boner, that's the boner. Totally fucked up the whole idea of the real penises. And
yeah,
it was really
Joey, Jesus Christ.
Everyone. What the fuck was I thinking?
There's an email thread. We can see what you're thinking.
That's true.
Between the both of us.
So real, let's go to the classic tag.
Oh, yeah, the button. See now it just is like he's got a cylindrical penis.
Because what happened since that last scene? I just don't understand.
And that's commentary for the episode of Box Lunch.
Woo!
Talking about episode commentary.
So that one actually almost didn't make it to Mondo, if I remember right.
That was when we almost kept back. But then we, you know, I think that when we polished it up, it got solid in the Spartacus stuff.
We updated it, brought it to the new Joey and Phil sort of interactions that these two have had, so I'm pretty happy with how that new episode or the new version of that episode turned out.
So am I, because I worked on it way more.
Because again, this Brian. Episode had 50% more Brian, or 100% more Brian.
I would say probably 70% more Brian. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah, you weren't trying that hard.
No.
You put all your time into the boner turn, and then you just...
There was a lot of time spent on the boner turn.
You laugh, but you should see what's off camera. Magnificent artwork. That's what's off camera.
Well, we're kind of coming towards, you know, what we call the end of the show, but ends up being the last half of the show. I think it's time to read some of that stuff. It's like words in a browser or messages that have question marks at the end of them.
Joey, are you talking about electronic mail?
Is that what they call it these days? Phil, what do we have a name for this segment?
Sorry, I was just opening up my mailbox.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
I'm a regular old Michael Winslow over here.
Phil,
got my blackface on and everything.
Okay, there's the racist comment we got to cut on the episode. Phil, our resident Michael Winslow.
Phil, our resident racist.
With his patented...
No, I'm not a racist. I just think it's funny.
And play one on TV.
Yes, I have played a racist on television. It was the news, and it was a really biased segment where they just took my speech at my high school way out of context, and...
It's not my fault they were there recording.
You know what? You know what? I miss the times, you know, like those BC times, old school BC, before colored people.
Is it bad what you're gonna say?
That's what an old man told me at a Starbucks one time.
Are you serious?
I was like, he's like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Hammond, Indiana. And he's like, oh, it's like, yeah, I used to live in Gary, BC. And I'm like, oh, because you're old, right? And he's just like, and he just like leans in, before colored people. And I was like, oh, yeah, there.
I remember those times.
There are a lot of
I had a friend who,
people with, I guess, can't, I just want just to take my latte out of
I had,
here.
I had a friend who worked at a coffee shop, and the guy came up and ordered a coffee, and he's like, I like my coffee like I like my women. And my friend who worked there said, hot and black? And the guy just looked at her stone cold and said, no, not at all. And then walked away and didn't even get a coffee.
So was he a homosexual?
He didn't even want coffee. He just wanted that coffee shop to know.
He didn't like. If he likes his coffee, like he likes his women, or like he likes his women, and he doesn't like coffee at all. That sounds like a homosexual to me.
I like my coffee like I like my women as dudes,
and, with a little bit of Splenda,
and a little bit around my face.
Don't forget the erect balls.
Splenda's.
See, we're really like making up for the racism by like making fun of the racists.
Oh yeah, those racist homosexuals.
They're the worst.
Fuck those guys.
Ah, they're just worst of everything.
Oh my god. And they should they be allowed to get married? Should racist homosexuals be allowed to get married? I think that that's a valid question.
Should put that before the Supreme Court.
What do you think? Write in to BoxCast at destructivebox.com. Should racist homosexuals be able to get married? I'm all for not racist homosexuals getting married. I support gay marriage. But if you're a racist,
I don't, fuck you.
Yeah, don't get married.
Don't get married.
And see, don't bother me at Starbucks. You know, my double tall soy latte is getting cold. While you sit here rambling on about how colored people ruined your life. Well, I have a feeling it wasn't that great to begin with. Your life, that is. This latte's always been delicious.
Oh, you're really going to have to cut some of my laughter out of that.
Oh,
I like the stilted
laughter.
I'm trying to back away from the microphone, because if it's one thing I learned from episode 2 was that I am a happy person. And by happy, I meant I had drank a lot by the time we were into episode 2.
I learned that when I don't have a voice, I just make random noises while everybody else does.
I did see that too.
All right. Well, anyway.
Okay, so how long has our mailbox been open?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Somebody's already stolen it.
Yeah, that's a felony. Tampering with the mailbox.
My publisher's clearinghouse was in that, and I could have won $1 million.
All it costs is a stamp, you guys. Jesus, open your minds.
That's like free, basically.
Pretty much. Well, I just want to say thanks to all our Facebook fans. We posted a call out for questions about 2 hours before our podcast recording session, and I think we have now too many to answer this episode, which is great. Because that means we have a mailbox segment next time. So let's dive into this. All right, first question comes from Stephen N. Sagges, S-A-G-G-E-S-E. Who has the biggest dick between the three of you?
This is one of many penis-related questions that we receive.
It really is. I think it's pretty obvious.
I think it's... I don't know. It's really hard to tell when they're all sort of tangled together. I really just can't... You can't make it out when it's just like a sloppy mess.
Where does one end and the other begin?
Exactly. I mean, it's just a pile of dicks at the end of the day. I mean...
The obvious answer is all of us, we have one dick.
We have one collective...
We have a mega dick.
Hive mind dick.
And we let that control every creative process.
So, to answer the question, I don't know. I don't really like hang out and stare at other dudes' stuff. Plus, I mean, it's the question of where you start the measurement, you know, like at the base, or do you push in, or, you know.
Yeah.
I have this hair that, like, sticks up, like, off the top. It's, like, halfway that I usually measure from, mostly because it's a really prominent landmark. I feel like it's easier
when
just
to go from
that.
Navigating the nether regions of Brian's torso, take a left turn at the hair, and you will be pleasantly surprised.
It's really, really noticeable. So when I get a haircut is when I usually get that taken care of.
I'm just... Well, no, I thought you were going like Guinness World Record for longest pube.
Yeah.
Just one single pube.
I haven't submitted it yet, but, you know, I'm kind of nervous. I don't want to get rejected.
The
So long short, I guess, is we all have the biggest dick.
Yeah, that South Park episode about penis size was actually one of the better ones of the more recent
ones. That was really good. Yeah,
that was a good one. That was a good one.
So what on to the next penis question? I guess.
Well, this is sort of related. Okay. This question comes from our good friend Anthony Leong. It's a two-parter. Part one, who would play Joey and Phil, can't be the real Joey and Phil, in a live-action gritty reboot of DestructoBox?
I got this. Joey is Zach Galifianakis, obviously, and Phil is Wilt Chamberlain.
Ooh. That's actually really like...
This summer.
Perfect.
This summer, coming to a theater near you, it's Zach Galifianakis as Joey, Wilt Chamberlain as Phil, in
the gritty live-action reboot of
DestructoBox.
Bow, 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 bow.
I'm playing John Hamm.
I was going to say that the twist is you can be played by anybody because you won't be in the movie.
Burn. Twist burn. That's an that's an Indian burn.
Man. Junior high school.
The second part to his question is same question as above, but as a porn parody.
I think I've got this one. Zach Galifianakis and Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain in. DestructoBox porn parody. Isn't that just what they call them? Like, not DestructoBox, a Triple X parody.
I just want to clarify something in case people are actually fact-checking. When we say Wilt Chamberlain, I do mean the reanimated corpse of Wilt Chamberlain, because he's dead.
Way to bring it down, Phil.
Wow. Way to ruin my reference for a tall person.
So our next question comes from...
Here, Joey, I'm going to read this series of questions, but we're going to go through it really fast. All right.
Oh, you want to assign a rapid fire response? Like,
yeah, I'm going to ask them, and then you know you have like a second to answer.
Okay.
And this comes courtesy of Ryan Fleming.
He's my favorite.
He's a regular on the.
He demanded we answered all of them.
So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I just have a few short questions. Please answer them all. Are you ready, Joey?
I am ready.
Number one, with no hands, how do they masturbate?
With their minds.
Number two, what is Joey's favorite ice cream?
Is this show Joey or real Joey?
Time's up.
Joey's lactose intolerant, so none.
Okay, what is show Joey's favorite ice cream?
Show Joey's favorite ice cream is vanilla, vanilla, vanilla.
Number three, is the bread you serve to your music man whole wheat?
No, that costs too much.
Number four. Also, where does your music man do his duty?
I don't know, like in the cage. I haven't seen him in months. It's probably full by now.
Number five. Why do you use After Effects instead of Adobe Flash?
Adobe Flash doesn't support the textures that we do with the episode and the looks. Probably more technical jargon than we need, but we did start
number
Flash.
Six. What All kind right. of car do you drive?
A Corolla.
Times two.
Number seven. What's your street address?
Happy Land, USA, DestructoBox Town.
Number eight. What is your social security number?
12887840.
Number nine. Have any of you had any collage?
Is that college?
Collage.
I've had four collage.
I made
a collage once in like eighth grade. It was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I made a collage of Africa.
Yeah,
and it didn't even
great.
Have any like starving people on it. Okay, cut that out.
And we've also
made a diorama.
We've also all gone to college.
Yeah, I've gone to four college. I finished in four college.
Technically, I've been to two.
Yeah, right.
Just saying that, Brian.
Internet Brian. College doesn't count.
Brian too.
Number
Brian,
10.
Don't make fun of Purdue like
Number
that.
10.
Do you like to drink tea?
Tea's okay.
Brian, are you a tea guy?
Like Mr. Tea?
Like vinegar tea.
Well, you can't drink Mr. Tea. That's sick,
can't
Brian.
Really? Because I usually just take the A-team and just blend it up, the DVDs. No. But Green tea.
No, when Mr. T comes on screen, I just drink him in with my eyes.
Head drinking his sexiness
guys,
with my eyes.
Number 11. Sometimes do you like dinosaurs?
Yes.
Number 12. Yes? Well, how much is that?
All of it.
Number 13. I love dinosaurs.
So do I.
Number 14. If you don't like them, I'm going to steal your identity.
Agreed.
Bored dude on Newgrounds. Ryan Fleming.
Thank you, Ryan Fleming.
That was
very
delightful.
Informative.
Yeah. That was a rapid fire answer session. You learned a lot about me. Sorry, Ryan has been a fan of the show for as long as I can remember. As soon as people started posting on the DestructoBox Facebook that were people we didn't know, I remember Ryan posting on there. So, Ryan, thanks for sending questions. Appreciate your fanage. Or whatever that word is.
Another little thing. I had the short that I'm working on my little tiny bit of free time between my real job and DestructoBox free time. I was told by one of the people who works for us, who lives in Indiana, nowhere near anything DestructoBox. By nowhere near anything DestructoBox, I mean Purdue. That one of his friends knew and loved the show as well. So, hey, we're kind of people know us.
Wow.
It's kind of a thing.
Yeah, we're super famous.
It's like unsolicited.
Like, did he find out about it before you worked on it?
No. Like, the guy was like, hey, I'm working with this dude. He works on the show DestructoBox. And his friend said, oh, I love that show.
No
and
way.
And it made me feel all warm inside.
That's much, awesome.
I know. Much like this whiskey's making me feel.
Yes.
Well, I think that's a nice note to close on.
Yeah.
That warm whiskey feeling of fandom and feeling superior.
And humility
and
all that stuff.
And bedtime.
It's almost 2 a.m. Phil's time, so I think we
and
should probably
I gotta
wrap
go
this.
To work in the morning. Because I haven't and quit work- my job yet because DestructoBox is not paying my bills. If you would like Phil not to go to work tomorrow, please donate to DestructoBox.
Please press 1.
Press wherever you are right now. Press 1. As always, thank you guys for listening. Feel free to share these with people who either may or may not be interested. They should probably make decisions for themselves.
But not really
no,
if they aren't
no.
going to find it. So
Brian says that they need to listen to it.
Well, they need to listen to it, but whether or not they like it, they can think about it.
They can decide, but as long as they're forced to listen to it.
Yeah.
Pretty sure unless they're communists, they're not going to like it.
I mean, even some communists.
I mean, they like their show.
Know.
I mean, right? Right?
We really try hard to
China.
Not
There's
put
no
any kind of
China.
Anti-communist... agenda or slang or, you know, we really, the only people that we're trying to offend.
Racist homosexuals.
I love communists.
Those guys can just get the fuck out.
I'm going to go out on that.
We're not going to close off with any of the, hey, you should check out our show at destructivebox.com or.
I guess. All right. Unless you're a racist homosexual, you should be looking for us at DestructoBox.com, Facebook.com/DestructoBox, Twitter at DestructoBox. On the YouTubes, you can see our vlogs and some other nonsense at YouTube.com/DestructoBox or on the Mondo Media channel at YouTube.com/MondoMedia or /MondoMiniShows. You have some options there. New episodes every other Friday. New boxcasts every other week, new
Ish.
Vlogs sometimes, and yeah, thank you to Brian for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
You'll be back.
I'm
probably
glad to contribute.
Next,
you'll see Brian's work pretty much all the time.
And next time somebody cancels on the podcast,
yeah. That's I'll be there. I'll be there to interrupt everyone.
Or when Phil's lady talking. Friend is out of the apartment and he can record until 2 in the morning, and the only person who's available on short notice is Brian.
again, Brian.
The
end.
End.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Phil, it's almost 2 a.m. your time.
I know, my alarm's gonna go off in 4 hours.
Mine's not. Mine's gonna go off in, like, 8.
That sounds amazing.
I know.
Mine's never gonna go off because I don't have a job.
Fun employment.
Yeah. What are we didn't really... I don't have anything to give them this week. I don't know what we're gonna give them.
I don't either. I mean...
Guys, we can take a picture of our mega dick.
No. That's just for us.
It can't be documented.
You're right, absolutely.
It's the screen isn't big enough for the mega dick.
It loses its, you know, kind of lore. It's the folklore behind the mega dick. Nobody really wants to see Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster or our mega tri-penis.
All right. Then we're going to have to come up with another option. A super secret option.
Why don't we just give them, I don't know, a picture of a predator with some rockin' tits.
You know what? I actually already drew a picture of a predator with some rockin' tits.
Bullshit.
No, guys. I totally did. Unprovoked.
That's pretty convenient.
You guys.
That's... I didn't even... Wow.
You guys, it's so depressing being unemployed.
So if they go to, say, destructobox.com/predator tits? I don't know.
Predator tits seems very apt.
That works.
All right, we'll spell that out for them.
You do it.
Predator.
And you're just going to make the URL based on whatever I spell.
Exactly, because last episode we spelled it different 2 different times.
Oh. I didn't listen back.
Yeah, one had an S and one didn't.
Oh, okay.
So we should probably make it uniform this time.
Okay.
So if we only do it once.
Guys, you want to spell it together?
No.
P. R.
All right.
E.
Okay.
A.
Yes.
D.
Yes.
A.
Oh.
T.
T.
O. R. S. TITS.com.
I have
no, I mean, not predatortits.com. All right, so if you go,
okay,
you go to destructobox.net,
.net, everyone, it's .net.
Destructobox.
No, Destructobox. After the podcast.
Destructobox.
I got excited.
Destructobox.com/predatortits. Predator tits. You will get a picture, hand-drawn by Joey, of a predator with some rockin' ass today's.
You guys are they're really good.